Young Turks founder running for Katie Hill's seat posted crude, sexual rules for women. By Hannah Blow on November 16, 2019. The Young Turks founder Cenk Uygur, who is running for former Representative Katie Hill's DCA, vacant seat in California's 25th Congressional District, posted crude and sexual rules for women online, which resurfaced on Friday. Hill resigned this month after facing an ethics probe over allegations of an inappropriate relationship with a member of her congressional staff. One of the allegations, which involved a throuple relationship with a young female staffer, Hill admitted to. California Governor Gavin Newsom announced the district's special election date, which is set for March 3, 2020. Uygur, who also co-founded Justice Democrats, announced his bid to replace Hill on Thursday. However, Uyghur's past adds to the CA25's existing woes, as Hill left the seat riddled with sexual controversies. Uygur has a controversial past, particularly in regard to women. He was forced out of his own Justice Democrats in 2017 after problematic sexist blog posts from the early 2000s surfaced. In one post, the Democrat laid out his hard and fast rules of dating. "Women, ignore these at your peril," Uygur wrote. His three rules were as follows. Rule 1, there must be some serious making out by the third date. If I haven't felt your tits by then, things are not about to last much longer. In fact, if you don't get back on track by the fourth date, you're done. Rule 2, there must be orgasm by the fifth date. No ands, ifs, or buts. If I haven't unloaded by this time, things are intolerably slow. There will be no sixth date to give you a second chance. If you haven't delivered by now, you're done. Rule 3, there must be sex by the second month of dating. Uygur said there were exceptions to the rule, but they all involve orgasms. "I'll let you slide if for unseen circumstances we haven't gotten to see each other much. And you have been providing me with some excellent orgasms in the meanwhile." He continued, adding that there are no foreseeable reasons why anyone would slip into the fourth month of dating without sex. He continued, explaining that he was not telling girls to be sluts, but there are bounds of reason, and added that he would much rather go out with a slut than a prude. "If you don't give it up within a normal period of time, you will be eliminated. If you're excellent in bed, you can extend your stay," he wrote, ending his piece by claiming that he was simply relaying a message. In another post, Uygur lamented his lack of sexual activity in Miami. "I live in Miami now. There are an incredible amount of outrageously hot women here. In fact, there are more beautiful women here than any other city I have ever seen," he wrote. "The only problem is that after seeing these girls every day and not being able to have sex with them, after a while, you begin to lose your mind," he continued. He added, "It seems like there is a sea of tits here, and I am drinking in tiny droplets. I want to dive into the whole goddamn ocean. Obviously, the genes of women are flawed. They are poorly designed creatures who do not want to have sex nearly as often as needed for the human race to get along peaceably and fruitfully." Uygur apologized for his crude post in 2017, calling it insensitive and ignorant and claiming that he was a different guy, according to The Wrap. "The stuff I wrote back then was really insensitive and ignorant," Uygur said. "If you read that today, what I wrote 18 years ago, and you're offended by it, you're 100% right. And anyone who is subjected to that material, I apologize to. And I deeply regret having written that stuff when I was a different guy. If someone said that today, I would heavily criticize them on the show, and rightfully so, and I have. I've criticized myself over the years," he continued. "I had not yet matured, and I was still a conservative who thought that stuff was politically incorrect and edgy. When you read it now, it looks really, honestly, ugly," he added. "And it's very uncomfortable to read." The words and conduct in Mr. Uygur and Mr. Collar's posts degrade what it means to be a Justice Democrat, Justice Democrats Executive Director Saika Chakrabarty said in 2017. "We do not feel that Mr. Uygur is fit to lead or participate in an organization that truly believes women's issues and the issues of black and brown people are all of our issues," Chakrabarty added.